The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Should we cut this off? Are we going to cut this off? Maybe not. yeah, sorry. CBS, there it
Wait
is.
Until Friday night.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who loves Billy Joel, kind enough to join us. Dr. Seb, welcome to the show. Can you believe they cut off Billy Joel right in the middle of, like, he's closing with Piano Man, and they cut him off. You must have just hit the roof, sir, huh?
Unbelievable. But hang on, you're a mind reader. I want to talk about performers, yeah. And I want to ask you, I know you're a very busy man, but in your spare time, do you give lessons? And I don't mean black belt karate, but my Salem colleague has challenged me on our Patriots of Last Cruise 4th of July to sing karaoke, and I never have. Joe, do you teach singing? I'm a little desperate.
Done deal. I know who the colleague is, and I know the song he's going to do, and he's been on stage, and he's really good at it. So, this is good. I think I know what to do. Because you're going to have a whole stage on the Alaska cruise, and you'll have lighting. Oh, I got a great idea. I don't want to tip it on the air, but let's chat, because I think I have a good idea.
I need some tips from
because Mike Gallagher, God bless him, is great on stage. He's a great stage. He really is Broadway caliber, and I know what he's going to do, and it's going to be great, but you got to take a different turn to go up, because you know. And I think we're going to come up with something.
I'm not shaving my head like you guys say, Daddy Warbucks. I'm not shaving my head.
No, I know what you got to do, and I don't want to leak it too much on the air, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it, because I think I have that, and I just got to figure out what the song is. Yeah, you know what? It's all like that. Like tonight, we do something for the Italian American Foundation, and we have everybody from Canada coming in, all of Italy is coming in, and it's our big gala for New York. You know, the big one is down in D.C., but then the thing tonight I got to concentrate is correctly pronouncing the Italian names, because they're from Italy. I can't fake it, you know what I mean? So that's going to be pressure, but you could have fun with this, and I've got a great idea for you. Have you sung, may we ask this, Dr. Gorka, do you sing at all, sir? I mean, are you?
Well, I was in the choir at my Catholic school. That was like 40 years ago, 40 years.
This is great.
And I do like to sing in the shower.
Yeah, okay. We're going to come up with something, and we may develop it on this program too, because this is great.
If you want to hear me sing, all right, there's only one way to do it. There's about 7 cabins left. We've got 370 sold.
Wow.
Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and book the Patriots Alaska Cruise. That's SEBGORKA. If you want to see Dr. G sing, it's the only way you're going to see it.
This is great. Oh, I wish I had time to go. I would go there just to see you do that, sir. I think this would be great on stage. And this is going to be a great cruise, too. And Chris DeGaulle's going with you, too, our buddy from Philadelphia, who's a great guy.
Yep, Chris, Mike Gallagher, Jen Hall, and my wife, Katie. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be
fabulous. Except we got it. I'll break it down for you, because I have an idea. And we'll work it out on the morning show. With your kind permission, we will. Yeah, Dr. Gorka, I got to tell you, I love your commitment and your honesty, and you don't really care what other people think, and I appreciate that more than I could tell you. You always say I'm a happy warrior, but I walk lightly. But walk us through the brilliance, and you got on it immediately. You said flipping brilliant. The way Donald Trump, what they're doing to Donald Trump, and you know what is upsetting, and I don't care if you're listening and you're on the fence, about who you're going to vote for. This you have to understand. Biden is campaigning, and they know it. And Donald Trump says it himself. They put Donald Trump in court. Now, I believe, and help me out, Dr. Seb, Trump walks from everything. I think he doesn't even get dinged. I think he may get convicted. He may, if the worst case scenario, they put him in jail, he could still run for president, and I think he still wins from jail. That's about the, that. Not that that will happen. But the fact that he went to Harlem right after that, I mean, how genius was that? And does he, I guess, does he come up, wake up with that idea in his head? I got a great idea. After we have to listen to these amateurs take me to task in a courtroom, let's go to Harlem. Do you know how that unfolded, Dr. Seb?
Well, look, I don't know. I mean, I've got buddies on the campaign, like, you know, Jason Miller and Steve Chung, that,
yeah,
you know, are geniuses is what they do. I haven't spoken to them since the bodega visit. Or what is it? What is it Jill calls them? The Bogadar. The Bogadars. She's so culturally attuned to the Bogadars and the breakfast tacos. I don't know what a breakfast taco is, but never mind. It's bloody genius. Think about this. I literally just got off the radio with my buddies at Breitbart, and this sentence came to me. And look, you're a New Yorker. You understand New York. You understand the territory. You understand Harlem. We have, just listen to this sentence. The people of Harlem screaming, "We love you, Trump."
Yeah.
Can we just internalize that for a second?
Yep.
The little black boy with the cutest voice, the little white girl, start the chant in Harlem for the billionaire from Manhattan. I mean, I don't want to tempt fate. I don't want to jinx it. I think Biden's toast.
Yeah.
Harlem is chanting for President Trump.
Yeah, well, he sees it, and he went right back to that bodega where, you know, there was a crime, and then Alvin Bragg.
Well, you asked me how it happened. Because it wasn't spontaneous, because they had the barriers up. Sadly, Jose Alba, after Alvin Bragg put him in prison in Rikers,
he
was released and went back to the Dominican Republic because he said, I can't do business as an immigrant in Biden's America. So he left America, and then I think it was the Bodega Owners Association approached the president and said, would you come to that bodega? And that's how it started. Just bloody genius.
Fabulous. It really was fabulous. And so sad. In the meantime, and then he did an interview, Donald Trump's doing an interview to the camera guy that was there, and he was explaining how to save New York, what you got to do in New York, the problems in New York. And all of a sudden, I started saying, you know what? He's hitting again right in the heart of the matter. And I don't know how New Yorkers, I don't know two things I don't understand, Dr. Gorka. I don't understand how people from New York would allow this to happen. The lawyers don't step up. And like Professor Dershowitz is coming up in just a little while on the show. He says, where are the lawyers on all this? Where are the lawyers going after this guy, this judge and Alvin Bragg himself? And then number two, I don't understand how my dear Jewish friends, my brothers and my sisters, who I came up with and grew up with, they'll still vote Democrat after the anti-Semitic atrocious rise of anti-Semitism in New York itself. They still vote. They'll still blindly vote. How do you convince these people, Dr. Gorka?
I've come to the conclusion the last week that you can't. When you're so blindly indoctrinated that you will vote for the party that still hasn't, you know, kicked out Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, the people who cannot denounce the genocide of October the 7th, who talk about the Benjamins and Israel hypnotizing the West. When the Democrat Party has become the home to institutionalized racism of the ilk of the squad, then don't waste your time on them. Talk to the people in the middle. Talk to the people who are horrified that the Democrat Party of today is not the party of JFK, not even the party of Scoop Jackson, and who are saying, enough is enough. We, you know, the Democrat, this is a sad thing. We need to have multiple parties in America. But the one party that is in power today, they have forsworn, rejected, and now despise the people they said they represent. The Democrat Party doesn't care about the worker. If they did, they wouldn't be allowing millions of illegals into the country. They don't care about women or minorities. 60% of those being trafficked across the border, the women, though girls, are being raped. They are now a bi-coastal elite of white privileged individuals whose biggest problem is when the Wi-Fi signal at Starbucks is 4 bars and not 5 bars. Yeah. I mean, that's who we are. No, seriously.
It's so true.
Do you think James Saki or AOC has any idea how much a gallon of gas is?
No.
I know. Do they know the eggs have gone up 40%? They don't have a clue.
I know. I'm paying $7 for little items in the grocery store, like Kleenex or something. It's atrocious. Before we let you go, Dr. Gorka, on Mike Johnson, I went on and I said, okay, I understand Marjorie Taylor Greene, but I say we gotta do everything under the radar, behind closed doors, keep it quiet. Mike Johnson went down with President Trump. I thought that was such a smart move, but again, I understand the criticism, but in public, Dr. Seb, can we keep this private, because it's getting late in the game, is what I'm feeling. And your thoughts, please.
Yeah, look, you know me. I'm a hardcore guy. I utterly despise the rhino class more than the left, because the left, you know, they're honest about what they're doing, about destroying America. The rhinos say they're patriots, and then they undermine us every single day. But I have to concur with the canniest political guy I know, my executive producer, Jeff Harbaugh, who said, and he is tough, he is super tough, hardcore MAGA. Yeah. He said, we're 6 months from the election. We can't do this anymore. The focus has to be one thing and one thing alone, re-electing President Trump. We cannot get rid of Mike Johnson 6 months before an election. And yeah. I kind of think he's right, that there has to be one focus, getting back the White House, bolstering the House, and then winning in the Senate. I think Mike's a nice guy. I just think he's not a pit bull, but we can't rock the boat 6 months out. It will be a disaster in November if we do that.
Words from Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And again, Dr. Seb, when the cruise is, what date did you say, sir?
June 29th to July 6th. It's a July 4th weekend. It's going to be hundreds of patriots, especially if you missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. You got to come check it out. Just go to my website. There's a couple of cabins left. SebGorka.com. 5-star liner across the waterways of Alaska. Okay. Beautiful.
I'm going to send you.
You might get to hear me sing if Joe trains me.
I'm going to send you a track. I got it. As we're talking, I got the track. I got the entrance. I'm telling you, Mike Gallagher will be proud when he sees you on board. Oh my goodness gracious, that is just worth alone going on the cruise. Dr. Gorka sings, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Dr. Seb, thank you. Thanks always. Great talking with you, Seb. God bless. Godspeed. Come back anytime and always, my friend.
God bless you and the listeners. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much. I got it. Should I reveal it on the air? Should I reveal it on the air? I know his entrance. I know the entrance. What Seb should do. I know the entrance. Al, I know you know what I'm thinking. And I know where to go. And Joe, I'm going to give you a track to send to Seb if you would. And I got a great check. This is going to be hysterical. If I could go on the cruise, I would go just to see that. And by the way, and a shout out to Mike Gallagher. We've seen Mike is a Broadway caliber talent. He is spectacular. And I know what he's going to do. And I don't want to give it away in the air, but he will rock the boat. I'm telling you something. And if I know what to do with Seb, if you talk me into it, give me a call. But I don't want to leak it on the air.
No. Let's see if he wants to do it first. Then you can.
No, he should do it because he's got a great baritone. Tone voice, you can do it. I know where I'm going on this one. This is going to be great. Hey, doing shtick with Seb Gorka. Come on, does it get better than this?
No.
You got to laugh. You got to have some fun through it all. And if you disagree with everything, we love you anyway.
But
how about that?
He did bring up a great point. His producer brought up a great point. You're 6 months to the election. You cannot get rid of the House Speaker before that. You don't want the last thing that you want is to have your party in turmoil before the election.
What did I say when I opened the show? It's exactly. Yeah. By the way, not disagreeing. They may be right, and I didn't like Mike Johnson went along with the Senate on some things, and I'm not crazy about it.
You have to understand. First off, they don't have full control over every house of government, right? They don't have control of the Senate. The Republicans. They don't have the White House. So if you get rid of Mike Johnson now what? Who are you going to get in that you're going to have a consensus with the people that are left in the House? You got a Democratic congressman right now in Jersey who's on a ventilator, can't even do a vote. Ugh. You've got Republicans leaving left and right in Congress. Why are you trying to upset the apple cart here? You need to win the election first. That's more important. And you're not going to get anything done unless you compromise. You don't have control of everything. And even when you do, whether it's Democrat or Republican, they never get everything that they want.
That's what I've been trying to say, and that's the truth. So we'll see what's going to happen, because it could just be absolute turmoil down there in Washington, D.C. on the Republican side, and you don't need it now. Alan Dershowitz coming up, Professor Dershowitz, and we're going to talk about the Trump trial with the good professor. It's 9:19. Deb, that'd be great, though. Deb, watching Sebastian Gorka, I got the whole thing. I think I know the whole presentation, okay. Which I think will be great.
Oh, I will enjoy this. This sounds good.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun, right?
Yes. Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
He'll be proud. And then just the fact that with all that he does, you know, on Newsmax, all he does, AM 970, The Answer, he's on so many media outlets, and then he'll be practicing and rehearsing for the cruise. This is going to be great. We will stay on that. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you so much, Joan. Let's go out to the FDR Drive. It's been horrible for quite a while. It still is. FDR Drive southbound, bumper to bumper down through the 70s with an accident. Northbound FDR Drive in the 60s. They're still working on an accident there. West Side Highway southbound heavy through 158th Street. Volume on the Cross Bronx West getting out toward the Deegan. Deegan southbound stop and go traffic down through Fordham Road. We're seeing delays at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. Grand Central Parkway westbound, bumper to bumper getting out toward the RFK Bridge. Westbound BQE, creeping and crawling here, getting down toward Meeker Morgan. Eastbound Gowanus, just really tough up through the Prospect. Over on the eastbound belt, you're slowing down, getting out toward the area of Kennedy Airport. Westbound belt slowing down as well out by Kennedy Airport. Expect delays on the Cross Island northbound stop-and-go traffic, getting up and out toward the LIE. Rain today, high of 49. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan, if I may, because you need an estate. Oh, you do. You need a trust. Please, the Mamalukes are out there. And the Mamalukes, not only the Mamalukes in your private life, your municipality, your state, the federal government, they want to take everything away that you work so hard for. Oh, yes, they do. The tolls, the taxes, it's always everything. You got to protect your legacy. You work so hard. So Mike goes on the road, and he has free seminars that you can go to starting next week on April 24th already. Look at this. At Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Don Roberto's of Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 and 3 p.m. Just as a plug, I will be down there on April 24th for Blue Lives Matter and for Chaz Palminteri's and Gianna Palminteri. Terry's great charity. I'll be with Sergeant Joe Imperatrice. But let's go to Mike Connors. He's going to be there April 25th, Don Roberto's in Staten Island. All right? You check it out, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. How about Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 and 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And Mike stays in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, on the next day, April 30th, Buckley's Restaurant. And that's 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Free seminars from Mike Connors himself. Now, if you can't make those free seminars, you can get a free initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan themselves. Absolutely, you can. 718-238-6500. You give a call, all right? 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment, or start here, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Dennis Prager explains yet another line of flawed logic.
The latest is about the American Medical Association declaring that medicine is imbued with white supremacy. I didn't know that. American Medical Association, like the entire medical establishment, has been taken over by the anti-American, anti-truth, anti-goodness left. And this is what happens.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-8255. 855-905-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Food for the Poor. Professor Dershowitz is standing by, but I love trying to help others. You know why? Because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us, you know? And when I went to Food for the Poor down there with Paul Jacobs, my buddy, and I looked in and I saw a beautiful statue. You know, I couldn't see what the statue was. We told you this. Paul talked about it on the air. And then he goes, just kind of kneel down, look up. Just take a look at that. And I did exactly that. And I looked up and it was the face of Jesus. It was really riveting and chilling and really, really inspiring, you know. And it's tough nowadays. I understand financially with this economy that they put us in. It's incredible. But if you can break away with $80, you could give life-saving food for two children, $160. And maybe, like I keep telling you, join with your friends at the office. Say, look, Piscopo's been talking about this Food for the Poor thing. Let's donate. And because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us, it's the right thing to do. Now, you could call 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-HOPE. Or you can go to am970theanswer.com and you click on the red Give Food banner. And then any amount that you are kind enough to give out of the goodness of your heart makes an incredible difference. Click on that red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM970, The Answer.
9:26 in the morning. Alan Dershowitz is a legend, and he takes the time to be with us on the radio with all his brilliant legal expertise. Avi, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Always a pleasure to be on with you. You know, you remind me of the good old days.
Well,
men were men, and you know, remember that song? Remember that song from All in the Family? I love that song.
Yeah. But you know, I posted something today because I found a picture that I had hanging downstairs at the house, and it was Yogi Berra and Phil Rizzuto. Avi, Yogi Berra and Phil together, and Yogi always had something funny to say, and it was us, you know, not, they weren't in uniform, we were just chatting, and I just posted it, went legends, super legends, like you, and you tell us about, you got to see, Sandy Koufax was brought up down the street from you, correct? The great Sandy Koufax.
Not only that, but for my 50th birthday, my wife presented him to me at home from work, and there is Sandy sitting and having dinner when we're reminiscing about Barbara. Have you seen the film about Yogi Berra, though? It is an amazing. You can get it on TV now.
Yeah.
It's done by his daughter. It's
right.
An amazing film. The guy was a genius.
I love
when he talks about the quotes, always the quotes about him. Yeah. He says, well, half the things I say, I didn't say.
Yeah, it's hysterical. But the fact that of the baseball, when I saw him and he always had a great sense of humor, but he was a great athlete. He, like my dad would used to tell me, Avi, he was a bad ball hitter. He could hit anything and it would be right outside, high and outside.
He went after these low balls outside the plate. And like a golfer, he would bang it into right field. And he was amazing. Those back in those days, I saw Jackie Robinson the first year he played, I've seen all the greats, and was friendly with some of them. I was on the phone with Carl Erskine about a year ago, describing that I had seen the last three innings of his no-hitter at Ebbets Field, because I went to high school just a few blocks away from Ebbets Field, and everybody heard he was pitching a no-hitter, and we ran down to the Ebbets Field, and they let us in for free.
What?
And the place, you know, must have had 4,000 people out of 30,000. It was empty, and all of us from the yeshiva sat there and watched him pitch his no-hitter.
That's great.
I reminded him of it, and he remembered the last pitches. You know, he remembered the curveball and this ball and that ball.
Those were the days.
But look what's happening now with basketball. With women's basketball. My son's involved with the Women's National Basketball Association. And what's going on now? More people watch the women's final than the men's final, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Women are fantastic athletes.
Yep, which is something we need desperately at this point. And I got to turn to the Trump trial, yeah. Professor Dershowitz. I mean,
There's no Trump trial. There's no Trump trial. There's a Trump lynching. Come on, there's no trial. There's no crime. They couldn't figure out what the crime is. To this day, the prosecution hasn't told the defense what federal statute do they think he violated in order to turn a state misdemeanor, which was already expired under the statute of limitations, into a state felony. It's such a fake. 60 years of practicing, teaching, and writing about criminal law, I've never seen a case as weak as this. And then presided over by a judge, every day he presides and rules against Trump, his daughter makes more money because she's working for a company that is making money off this trial. It's outrageous. And, you know, doesn't matter whether you're liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, right,
exactly.
It
exactly.
doesn't matter. You're an American, and you should be looking at the justice system and demanding that it be fair. This is election interference, number one. Number two, Trump should be allowed to leave the courthouse any day he wants. It's his right to be at trial,
not
the prosecution's right to have him at trial. And the New York statute is unconstitutional, and he ought to be appealing. And he should, of course, be allowed to go to his son's graduation. I suspect the judge will give it to pressure and allow him to do that. But he wants to hear an argument in the Supreme Court that may determine his own fate next Thursday. He should be allowed to do that. He should be allowed to go to Pennsylvania and campaign against Biden. Look, I want this election to be fair and square. Yeah. Whoever wins should win fair and square without the thumb of a prosecution on the scale.
You know, and Alan, you have represented so many people, thousands of folks throughout your stellar career. How many people does this happen to that we don't hear about? You hear about Trump because it's Trump.
Everybody is different, but there are cases that are so unfair.
Yeah.
And the reason I do half my cases pro bono is I want to make sure everybody gets a fair break. I'm expensive.
Yeah.
You know, if you can afford me, I'm expensive.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford me, I'm as cheap as you can be. Zero. Because I want to make sure that every person gets a fair trial. And there's so many cases of people who, I know people who've pleaded guilty when they're innocent in order to avoid what's called the trial penalty. If you go to trial and you're convicted, you get 10 times the amount of jail time than if you pleaded guilty. That's wrong. That's wrong. And President Trump, when he was president, gave commutations in a number of those cases because he understood it was wrong.
Yeah, and I got to just lean on your expertise, if I may, sir. And we've talked about it before, but I think if we keep sometimes on the radio, you keep repeating things, and people finally get the message. If the DOJ is going after somebody, and then they go, "Here's what we found," and then they have a press conference with the Southern District in New York, whoever it is, the district attorney, look what we found. You're immediately branded as guilty, and you don't even should that should, are there there are countries aren't there are there not Professor Dershowitz, that where if until you get convicted, and that you are guilty, then all of that information should come out. How does the DOJ allow people who work within the DOJ to do a press conference? Even Menendez, and nobody's a fan of Bob Menendez, but what they're doing to Menendez, it's like wow, they're showing all the evidence. And it's an impossible fight.
Well,
again, not sticking up for the guy, but you.
I want to dissent from you. I'm a fan of Menendez. I think he was a terrific senator. I'm a fan of his. I'm rooting for him. And I think he's getting an extraordinarily unfair trial when they show those gold bars and they show everything else. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But you know who started this?
Who's that?
Surprised. Rudy Giuliani. He invented what I call the singing indictment. He would come in front of the courthouse, and he would come out with an indictment. So it was an indictment against some schlub, mafia guy from uptown New York. And he would start with the violins playing in the background. In 1906, the Cosa Nostra started in Palermo, Sicily, and this and that and this. And he would go on and on until finally he reached, 1980? And he said, and this guy is the culmination of it. So, prosecutors on both sides. Republicans and Democrats have been using what I call the singing indictment, and then they impose gag orders on the defense. They say, well, you can't answer. You can't answer. You have to wait until you get to court to answer. So, the system is very skewed against defendants. That's why I've been defending unpopular people for 60 years. People hate me when I defend people they hate, and they love me when I defend people they love.
Yeah, but you got to do the right thing. Alan, thank you so much. Avi, appreciate it very much. And thanks for that. And keep us posted on everything if you'd be so kind to do that, sir. Thank you.
Next time we have to sing together.
That's it. I'm ready. We got it. I'm a locked and loaded. Thank you. Thank you, Avi. We appreciate it so much. 934. Yep. We'll do a very good year. And the thing is with Rudy, if I may, I tell you that all the time. My mother always loved Rudy because he busted the mob up. And because every time someone was arrested back in the day, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, and even in the 70s, as Italian, all Italian Americans would go, "Oh, gee, don't be Italian, don't be." And then when they came out and all the vowels at the end of the name, my mother would just, "Oh, look at this." And then when Rudy went in and took down the mob, it was so appreciated by my mom. Which leads me to the National Italian American Foundation. I've never seen the Italian American community stronger than I have today. And I think it started with, if I may, I know we got a break, but if I may, in 1891, that mass lynching of 11 Sicilian Americans in Orleans. And they dismembered people. They were wrongly accused because a police official was killed. They thought it was, the Italians coming in. And then a year later, in memory of those 11 lynched, they build what? They build the Columbus statue at Columbus Circle in New York. So when they go to tell us we're taking that statue down, that ain't gonna happen. There's no way that happens. You're not going to take, not only did they not take the statue down, we put up the Mother Cabrini statue. We celebrated Verrazano yesterday, and we will continue. And I got to tell you, we are going to have an event tonight. By the grace of God, I'm telling you, so many people are coming in, all from Italy, all from the United States of America, all across this great country, and from Canada as well. So, I'm very, very proud I'll be there tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a late night. It's going to be, if I know my Italian events, it's going to be a long night. And so anything could happen tomorrow. So we want you to stay tuned as well, because I will be on the air tomorrow as well. And I wanted to be with you this morning. So here I am. 9:36, Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 and cloudy at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City officials are urging the MTA to remind commuters about bathrooms that are part of the transit system. Dozens of bathrooms that closed during the pandemic have been reopened at subway stations around New York City. However, Manhattan Borough President Mark Levin believes most commuters don't know what stations have bathrooms or how to access them. He has sent a letter to MTA leadership calling on the transit system to post both original and digital signage in stations that have public restrooms. Levin also recommends having the subway's automated audio messages updated to say if there is a bathroom at the station a train has just pulled into. MTA officials say they are considering all of the recommendations. And a Monmouth County drawbridge that became stuck in the up position late last month remains stuck while parts are ordered. The drawbridge is located on the Shark River between Avon and Belmar. It has been stuck in the up position since March 1st, when officials say mechanical failure damaged the equipment that raises and lowers the North Bridge span. The state is manufacturing the parts to fix the bridge that was built back in 1932, a detour for the bridge, Route 35, located nearby. In sports, Mets earned their first sweep of the season after blowing out the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-1 in their finale at Citi Field. The Yankees salvaged their series finale against the Blue Jays, earning a 6-4 victory in Toronto. Islanders closed out the regular season with a 5-4 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the Staten Island Expressway. It's busy westbound at Slauson Ave with an accident. FDR Drive south in the 70s, a crash. Northbound FDR Drive in the 60s, a collision. Delays back to Houston Street. Still seeing a lot of volume on the eastbound BQE up toward Cadman Plaza. Westbound BQE slowing down through Meeker Morgan. LIE is busy out through the area of Deer Park Ave heading westbound. A stalled vehicle just about cleared. Eastbound LIE slowing down by the Clearview. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the Southern State Parkway westbound at 106 with a crash on the shoulder. Garden State Parkway north at 144. It's a collision. That one is still being cleared. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you take a ride to 95 southbound, slowing down through exit 9 and down through exit 6, getting down through Stamford. So prepare for some delays there as well. Rain today with a high of 49. Looks like clouds tomorrow, high in the 50s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us this morning. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Always a great job from Debbie Duhame. I got to tell you, I'm telling you about Leah. I tell you about Keith. I tell you about Relief Factor. And I tell you over and over again, because I want you out of pain. I think you can get out of pain. And, you know, Mr. Joseph is very excited because I'll be able to put the petunias up. I put flowers. I do the marigolds. I see the marigolds are now coming out. And I'll put the marigolds out. And I go, and I do this around the house. Just said. I know. Pathetic, isn't it? But I do it.
What about the tulip?
No, you know, I'm not a tulip guy. No offense. I'm just, because tulips are too fragile.
Beautiful, and they're in full bloom right now.
Yeah, but they come out. They go 2 days. They're gone. Boom. And the deer eat them. You know, the deer do not eat marigolds, you know, because I think it's too harsh. But, you know, all right, I'll consider tulips. I'll get my Algatulo tulips.
Tiptoe through
them. I will tiptoe through those tulips. In the meantime, you know, I'm carrying. I'm doing. I got the wheelbarrow going. So I take Relief Factor to keep myself out of pain, and I suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit if you haven't already. So, I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of people out of pain because of Relief Factor, thanks to Relief Factor, and we want you to get that 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee. I'm telling you, tell me somebody that says to you, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, fair enough, we'll give you your money back. Who says that? Relief Factor says that. Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit, only $19.95 with a money back guarantee. 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about Route 22 Toyota. It's baseball season. You know, Avi and I talking about baseball. It is baseball season, and Route 22 Toyota has a Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella over at Route 22 Toyota is a big baseball fan, and he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models. Did I say zero down leases? I did. And low, ready for this? Listen, 1.99% APR financing. Up to 72 months. Unheard of. But not at Route 22 Toyota. They got you covered. They're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 per month. Are you hearing these numbers? It's 973-705-8905. Those are the numbers you could call to talk with Alex and the team. 973-705-8905 to speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval, all going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you could save big on your next Toyota at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, Joey on the radio. Here we go. Oh, we got. Thanks, Joe. Great show there. We're free. We're free for this
a little bit. Are.
Good. Okay, great. I'm good with all my notes and everything. You think I kid? You
we
tell
were
you.
Going
it ain't
to
easy.
Have somebody here, but.
It ain't easy. Okay. I tell you. It ain't easy. That would have been a perfect time for the gentleman that we were talking
would
about.
Would have been. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I can't do that. They say nice things about Donald Trump. I won't hear of it. You have to.
Again, the facts of the matter are there was a. Oh, my God.
No, wow.
There was a
you think you're bad now. Wait till tomorrow.
I don't know. I got to admit, you know, give credit to Al where credit's due about Al being a great broadcaster. He can just talk through that. I can't.
This is true.
I just lose my truth.
Well, it's years of experience.
Yeah, that's so true. Working with knuckleheads like me. So go ahead, Joe. What were you going to say? What?
No, I was just going to say that the facts of the matter are that this person does have something going on later today and had a conflict preparing for that. And so,
you're like an 8-year-old. He's trying to explain.
I know. I got it. All right. We'll give the benefit. We'll give the benefit of the doubt. Trenitalia. I'm going over my script.
Wait, excuse me, what? Frecce
train.
What was that?
No, Trenitalia. That's the Italy's primary train operator. And hold on. What are the sponsors that we got? You know, oh, this is cool. Now, see, you know me, I always think, can I do a trade-off? Are you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. Maybe they could advertise with us. Platinum sponsor, the Italian Sea Group, a leading yachting industry company constructing luxury yachts and ships worldwide since 1575. You know, wow, the best yachts are made in Italy. I know. Can we maybe get one, huh? Oh, we got a station yacht.
1575. A station yacht. Okay.
Already, man.
Well, we've already had an illegal immigrant steal two boats in the Hudson, so I mean, why not?
No, did that happened. You're right. I forgot we missed that story.
The guy, he stole the first boat. He crashed it, right? And they caught him, or apparently couldn't get the engine started or whatever. They arrest him. He's back out on the street. He stole another one. Like, hello? Take the guy, put him on a plane, send them back home. What are they going to do? See, this is the thing that I don't understand about illegal immigrants that people are in an uproar about. If you take one of these people that are committing crimes, okay, over and over again, let's say after the second or the third time, put them on a plane and send them back. Who's going to know they're gone? They're not even legal in this country. Who's going to know?
But why does Alvin Bragg, why they go after? This is why you will hear even the most liberal pundits, you will hear saying, what are they doing in this court? It is embarrassing. It makes Tish James look even worse than she was initially. It makes Fannie Willis look, they all look like clowns. And by the way, if like this girl, I didn't even know who Joy Reid is. I just hear people Fox News talk about her. I have no idea. I would never watch. I know. But if they go, oh, I'm glad it's all young black people going after Donald Trump. That Donald Trump's the only guy that put up, was it Obama that helped out the black people? No, Obama didn't do a thing. He didn't even help. He didn't even help out the historic black colleges and universities. That was Donald Trump. Donald Trump came up with opportunity zones to help out the inner cities. And by the way, it ain't a Trump speech. It's the fact. And not only that, the First Step Initiative wrongly incarcerated black and African Americans. Who got them out of jail? Donald Trump. So don't tell me. And you know what's scary? Because I remember. You remember Brianna? She was, I love this girl. She was great. And she was around the house and she was one of the. Stop. No, nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. It was so good. But you know. Oh,
but
baby.
You'll never find another Brianna.
You never find.
You gotta
I like when he look at it. He goes, for as long as you live. Lou Rawls, man. Oh, now you got me going here. I'll explain about Brianna for a second, but this is really one of the great vocalists ever, the great Lou Rawls. Let's hear it. 2 seconds. All right, 2 seconds I'll give you, Al. Here we go.
You'll never find.
Yeah.
As long as you live. Someone who loves you.
Ah, oh, look out, baby. Come on, still to this day. No one like that. Lou Rawls, the great Lou Rawls.
Smooth as silk.
So, Brianna, I would have on Fox News. I'd be watching Fox News. And then, you know, in the course of the day, then all of a sudden I would go do something. I'd run out or had to do something. I'd come back and she was watching the house every single time MSNBC was on. Every single time. And she couldn't stand Trump. She couldn't stand anything, you know, it was fine with it. But see, people like that. And she was young and she could be impressionable by people lying to her. Now, I didn't start that. I didn't go, you know, you shouldn't be listening to that. You should be watching. I didn't want to even go there. You know what I'm saying? Be the old guy. But I'm telling you, when somebody like whoever this Joy Reid lady is, the one with the Donald Trump wig on MSNBC, you know, when she goes and starts saying, it's good, black people, there's somebody that is listening. When the president of the United States steps in front of a historic black in college and university like Howard University that Donald Trump helped out, signed an executive order to help, it would, and if I have my facts correct, but when Biden stands up and he goes, the greatest threat to you is white supremacists. that they listen. And then you're going to cause a divide like nothing else. And I think those people should be held accountable. Where's the Federal Communications Commission on that? We always balance out everything. We go back and forth. If you hate Trump, you're on the show. There are people hate Trump on the show. I'm going to tell you. But when you could say something like it's good that young black people or that black people go after Donald Trump, you could say that on the television. That woman shouldn't be thrown off the air in a moment. And unfortunately, people will be. And that's where we have to watch it in the election, because those young people will step up and vote, and they could turn the tide of the election.
But you know what? The people that are going to vote for President Biden want more immigrants to come into this country illegally. They want all of these
things.
You're right. And again, when is enough enough? No. I understand.
You can't tell them that. They'll never admit it.
But you have these people that are here in this country illegally. They come into our
ruining
city.
The cities,
they ruin
committing
the city.
Crimes.
They're closing stores. They're shoplifting. They're doing all these things. They're arrested time and time and time again, and nothing happens to them. I'm sorry, but you're not a citizen in this country. If you're going to continue to steal and be violent and attack people just because you want to, you know, you're looking for a better life, or maybe you're not even looking for a better life, you're just looking to get away with what you couldn't get away with in the country that you called your home.
No, you know what?
You get them on a plane and you get them out of here. Who is going to miss those people? They're here illegally and they're committing crimes.
And even the people that are here, and the majority are here because they really want a better life. Let me tell you something. You get in line with everybody else. Please, like my grandparents did. Get in line like everybody else. That's all you get. And that's not too much to ask. Hey, Deb, when are you going to England, Deb? Next week?
I'm not going till May. May 13th to the 24th. Yes.
All right. That'll be beautiful.
See family there. Yeah, my parents are going too. It's my
own. Oh, this is great.
My mother's brother. Yeah, my mother's brother. His birthday.
Outside of London area?
My grandparents were from Enfield, which is North London, so a lot of my relatives are still in the Enfield area. And then I've got my other cousin down by Brighton, and it's a place called Uckfield. we'll be going down there for the end of the
show. So you have to ask for a spot of tea as opposed to coffee. Coffee with the Jersey.
No tea. A spot of tea.
Get the bag and put the coffee in the bag. Spot of tea, Debbie. Yes, indeed. You'll come back with a British act.
They're so proper there. Beautiful. They're so proper.
It is beautiful Britain. And that's going to be a great trip. 9:51, and Debbie's on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Right here in the great city of New York. Let's see what's happening, Joe. FDR Drive southbound in the 70s. It's an accident. Not so great there. Also pretty tough on the FDR Drive north up through the 60s. A collision delay still back down toward Houston Street. Watch for delays on the LIE westbound through Deer Park Ave. Stall vehicle cleared. We're seeing delays on the eastbound side of the BQE up toward Atlantic Ave. Westbound BQE slowing down, getting down toward the area of the Battery Tunnel. Watch for delays on the Staten Island Expressway west at Slauson Ave with a crash. Inbound GWB, 30 minutes to the upper and lower. Inbound Lincoln, 40. If you're heading to the inbound Holland Tunnel, that's almost an hour from 1 and 9. A lot of volume on the Cross Bronx West getting out toward 3rd Avenue. And watch for slowdowns Jericho Turnpike and Huntington by Dix Hills Road with an accident still being cleared. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Secular Crew sees another slip.
President Biden currently now off the ballot in yet another state, maybe one of the deepest red states in the country, and that, of course, is the state of Alabama. And that just is another situation where they weren't paying attention, kept their eye off the ball. What does this say about the Biden administration and now the Biden campaign?
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5, on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
Family history is a risk factor for developing inflammatory bowel disease, also known as IBD. A parent with IBD may confer a risk of up to 5% to a child. But two parents who each have IBD may confer a collective risk that increases to 20 to 30% even. The majority of what drives the development of IBD is not genetic for most people, but environmental causes poorly understood. For instance, environmental causes may include things such as smoking, sleep, stress, diet, antibiotics, or more.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m., here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Going to be brisk and quite chilly today under rain and drizzle with a high temperature only near 50 degrees, but because of the wind, it'll feel like it's in the low 40s. Now as we head into tonight, that wind is going to calm down. Some rain and drizzle may linger early, otherwise cloudy, low down to 44. Cloudy tomorrow with a couple showers late in the day, a high of 56. Saturday, we finally see some sunshine and warmer temps up to 67. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn, if I can, five before Mike Gallagher. Michaels of Brooklyn, Evan R. Nostrand. You want to go there. You got to call, though, because Fred is there, Johnny's there, Marianne, Michael himself, and everybody's going. Everybody's going because it's such a great Italian-American restaurant with the warmth and the hospitality and the cuisine made from scratch, please. By the way, the sauce is made right there. Is that wild as you listen around the country? If you're listening in San Francisco, Wisconsin, Tennessee, if you're listening, you know what you do? You go to your supermarket. You know what you're going to get? Michael's of Brooklyn. You know where it's made? Brooklyn, New York, right there. 718-998-7851 if you get a chance to go. 718-998-7851. You say, I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show. And I really think they should have like a tour of how the sauce is made because it is really quite extraordinary. At Michael's of Brooklyn. You'll love it at the supermarket. You'll love it if you go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You will really love it if you go in person to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R, off of Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, for the greatest meal I think you'll ever have in an Italian-American restaurant. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Joe on the radio. Let me go to Frank on the phone. We got a couple seconds. Frank Valenzuela. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, sir.
Governor. And I say that respectfully, but I think there's a real politician in that room who keeps it straight. He's the pit boss of the radio room there, Mr. Al Gattullo.
That's it. He is the pit boss, right?
Conservative. Yeah. Calls it like it is. Yeah. If you're dead to him, you're dead to him. He don't even talk about. I don't even want to mention a name.
That's
he's got respect.
I know, it's so Italian. You won't. And by the way, before you jump off, Frank, thank you for your son in the Marines. Your son in the Marines. God bless you, and we wish you all the very best. How proud are you, man?
I'm so proud that he's graduating today from Camp Geiger down in North Carolina. He's a Lance Corporal, and he's going up to Virginia for additional training.
God bless, man.
New Commander in Chief.
Yeah, you know, we'll get...
Al could be the governor of Staten Island. He's got all the votes from those guys.
There it is.
Well, he's got a built-in constituency with the beer craft show. All the fundraisers you can do. Al, we got it all.
We're working on it. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for your service through your son, indeed. There you go, Al. We get bumper stickers. You know, and hey, shut up and vote.
That's in my closet will never come out. That's not going to happen.
Joey, great show. Thank you so much. Albert, always a great show. Thank you so much. Debbie, thank you. We love you. We love you. Cara Fasaro and family, thank you. Michael, thanks for manning the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast this sucker out. Live broadcast, 4 hours. You know what? We're going to do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Yay. I'll report on everything that's happening with the Italian-Americans tomorrow. Make it a great day. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
News. Opinion.
passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Broadway classic is back. The Wiz made its return to the Broadway stage for the first time in nearly 50 years Wednesday night. Numerous celebrities on hand for opening night, including Stephanie Mills, who played Dorothy in the original Broadway incarnation of The Wiz. Wayne Brady, Deborah Cox are among those in the cast. The Wiz is set for a limited engagement at the Marquee Theater. Officials in Red Bank, New Jersey, cracking down on plasticware given away for restaurant takeout orders. Beginning this Monday, April 22nd on Earth Day, customers ordering takeout from Red Bank restaurants will have to request plastic utensils. Council members say they want the public to think twice about what they need for their meal. They say it will help reduce waste in Red Bank and save restaurants money. Wall Street opening with stocks mixed comes after the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both hit four-session losing streaks on Wednesday. Meantime, the Dow closed lower yesterday for the seventh time in eight sessions. At the opening bell, Dow trading higher, S&P 500 and NASDAQ trading lower. In sports, Mets get their first sweep of the season. They blew out the Pirates 9-1. Yankees pick up a win against the Blue Jays, earning a 6-4 victory. And the Islanders closed out their regular season with a 5-4 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.